when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first. This is a man for woman. It's titled, "We locked eyes in the women's bathroom when I accidentally walked in."
Okay, all right. At first, I was thinking, wait a second, creepy, no, honest accident.
Honest accident.
Let's proceed.
Well, I don't see too well these days. And I can't
already paint a picture.
And I can't go more than 17 minutes without emptying my bladder.
Oh, my God.
I need to apologize for what happened at our local library.
The library?
I was engrossed in the lifestyle section of the USA Today when nature came a-calling.
Oh, no.
I shuffled to the washroom and apparently wasn't paying attention to the signs.
Oh, my God.
So I barged in and opened up the stall door. And there you were.
Oopsies. Oh, wow. In the stall? He walked in on her in the stall. Not just washing her hands in the bathroom. In the stall doing business. Oh, wow.
Skivvies around your ankles. Screaming your pretty little head off. My, oh, my.
What was happening?
I take full responsibility for what happened.
Okay.
But why did you keep the door unlocked?
Very valid question.
I mean, valid right there, right?
Yeah, that was really her fault.
Did you want someone to walk in?
I don't think so.
I think maybe you did.
Okay.
That's why I want to give you an offer you can't refuse.
What's that?
This weekend, my condominium. We'll share some quality conversation, some boxed wine, and a nice gourmet cheese plate with Brie.
Wow, he's going to spring for Brie.
Brie.
All
yeah.
right, yeah. All is not lost.
Afterwards, I'll let you walk in on me, and I promise you,
oh,
I won't be the one screaming.
No! Nobody needs that, Grandpa. Oh, wow.
It's been decades since I've been romantically intertwined with someone in their 20s.
That. Yeah.
Hope my ticker can keep up. Love, Pops.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I had some stuff to it.
Maybe. You know what? I'm just impressed that Pops knows how to get on Craigslist and write up the ad like that and figure out how to post it.
I guess so.
I mean, again, my mom just figured out how to text, so I'm really impressive.
All right, it's
Craigslist missed connections.
This one's kind of magical.
Okay.
Woman for man. I think I just met a leprechaun.
Oh, fitting.
Okay, here we go. You were alone, mysterious, making my heart go thump. Thump, thump, at the end of the bar.
Okay.
You were kind of short.
Sure.
But that's okay. I thought it was cute that your feet didn't touch the floor.
Just, woo.
You had thick, red, curly hair, and were mumbling over your beer wearing an overcoat and boots.
Oh, okay. Paint a picture.
I have a thing for short guys.
Sure.
You see, I'm tall and intimidating to a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about a man that only comes up to my chesticles that gets me going.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I went up to you and I said, hello.
Yeah.
And you turned to look at me with a cute beer mustache and just said, Lassie? I didn't understand what that meant.
Sure.
So I tried to strike up a conversation with you.
Uh-huh.
You didn't seem interested.
No.
But I think I could have just been because you're shy.
Oh.
So I went to the restroom to gather myself.
Mm-hmm.
I try again. But when I came out, you had vanished.
Oh, no.
The only thing left was a little leather pouch of gold coins on the counter.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready. Let me be your lucky charm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It could have been a leprechaun that she just saw.
Sounds like it. Bona fide leprechaun. I mean, poof. Magically disappeared.
Vanished. Yeah.
When she was in the restroom for an undisclosed amount of time.
So, do we actually even trust that it was there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, may the luck of the Irish find you today. And if you find yourself in the wrong restroom or saddling up to a leprechaun at the end of the bar.
Either way, magic can happen.
Magic can certainly happen with
Craigslist.